situations. It's like he's shifting. Because he's making a way. Now, if you've ever seen a chess game, it ain't like checkers. Because see, checkers, you get there and you jump. You jump and you take it. Folk ain't walking stuff out no more. They just playing checkers. Oh, I see a good opportunity. It don't matter that I just offended Sister So-and-so, who been working in this position for 9 years before I got here. It doesn't matter that I didn't come to her and say, I would like to work with you, because I had skills at my old church, but I don't want to override nothing that y'all doing. So I want to submit myself. That spirit want to jump and take. But see, when you commission yourself to do a God's way, then you got to play chess. You can't jump and take. You got to be sure.
It's KAYT, Gina Alexandria. The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Greetings, this is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
Done enough. I give myself That's our altar call time. If you feel comfortable coming to the front, you can. It's time to worship our God. He has done so much for us. If we just look back over our lives and see all the things that he has brought us through. If we can just bring it to him right now, he can bring you through it right now, this day. He is the only one that can do it. Amen. It's time we give our life to him. It's not nothing too much, too hard that he cannot do. He made us. He know the path that we on. He know the trials and tribulations that we're going through. He give us the strength to move through it all. Amen. Lord, we just come to you right now, Lord. You hear us crying out to you, Lord. We just asking, oh God, for a change in our life, change in our situation, change in this community, oh God. We need you right now, Lord. We just want to say thank you in advance because we already know you took care of it. We know the things that we're coming to you right now with, Lord, that you already done it. We thank you right now, Lord. We come to you today, Lord, asking, oh God, that you show up and show out in this day, on this day, in this church, New Scott Island Baptist Church, Lord. Touch us, oh God. Lead us, oh God. Give us an understanding of your word, Lord. We love you, Lord. We just can't tell you thank you enough. We all need you, Lord. You say you'll never leave us nor forsake us, oh God. You say all things that we can do through Christ Jesus. We need you right now, Lord. Show us the way, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for our bishop right now, Lord, for the word that he has given us and the word that he's going to give us, Lord, that you sent them here to show us the way, Lord, to speak through him, oh God. But not just through him, oh God. We're all one, Lord. We all play a part, oh God. I just want to let us know, Lord, that today that we are here to play that part, oh God. Whatever you might have for us, oh God, show us, Lord. Give us a word, oh God, to pass on to someone else, oh God, because we all make up a servant for you, Lord. We are masterpiece, oh God. We are all made in our own image of you, Lord. We all have our different ways and different things to go, but we all lead to one thing, coming to you, oh God. We thank you on this morning, oh God. If we can just learn to worship you, Lord, and talk to you, Lord, and give it all to you, God, we can make a change, not in just our lives, but someone else's life that we might see or come across. We thank you on this morning. Lord, I want to ask for a special prayer for my mother on this morning, oh God, that you just touch her, oh God, in the way that you can, any way you can, oh God, and continue to give me strength to do my job, oh God, as a son. Not just a son to her, but a son to you, oh God. I thank you on this morning, oh God. I know sometimes we might think that it might be hard, but you say you'll never leave us nor forsake us, oh God. I just want to thank you on this morning, oh God, for what you've doing. We can just lean on you, oh God. We thank you, Lord. It's so much, oh God, that's going on, Lord, that we might sometimes feel we might need to give up, oh God. But if we just continue to lean on you, that you will give us the strength to walk across it, oh God. Sometimes we think we got to go across the mountain, but all we got to do is just follow you around it, oh God. We thank you on this morning, oh God. We pray for this church, oh God, this church family on this morning, that we just come on one accord, clear our mind on this morning and listen for you. Listen for you, oh God, on this morning. There might be one this morning that don't know you, oh God. Let them come running, oh God, asking, what must I do, oh God, to know you, to get that touch from you, oh God. You say, if we can just touch the hem of your garment, oh God, that we'll be healed on this morning, oh God. We thank you in advance, oh God. We just want to tell you we love you, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, oh God, on this morning, oh God. Only you can do it, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We give you all the glory on this morning, oh God, because only you have woke us up this morning to be here. Waiting on your touch on this morning, oh God. Waiting on you this morning, oh God. We thank you, oh God. If we could just give him some praise this morning, give him some worship. In the name of Jesus, we come to you right now. Amen, amen, and amen.
You should be a witness for Jesus. It's not an under force interpretation, but it's directly from the heart and the mind of every individual that's sitting in here this day. You should be a witness for God, because God has already saved you, prepared you, and he's keeping you, and he's bringing you forth with all of his might. And you got to give him all of your might in order to be correlated together. We thank God for you today. If you're not a witness for Jesus, you need to get on board, because the time is coming where we're going to need him fully. And I thank God for you today. May God bless and keep you, is our prayer, and all honor to God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. I thank God for that Trinity. And to all of you that share, all the ministers of the gospel, those that speak the truth wherever you go, whatever position you're in, keep speaking the truth and be a witness for Christ. Because one day it's going to pay off. You have your reward awaiting you. According to this book here, your reward awaits you. And so every man going to be paid according to his word, whether they be good or whether they be bad. And I thank God for that. He's a true God. He's always present with us, and I shouldn't have to tell you to be a witness. It's all automatic things. The way we walk, the way we talk, the way we sing, the way we pray is a witness for the Lord. And we got to stay in tune with God in order that when he yet shall appear, we're going to be like him and see him as he is and meet him in the air. We got to be a witness here, and you got to walk true before him. See, very sad things to be in a ball game and sitting on a bench. Don't never play. You got to always assert yourself in the will of the Lord. Whether you fit or not, just keep doing it. You're going to fall in the groove sooner or later. We thank God for you today. May God bless and thank God for all of you that's present today. We're going to be in the book of Acts today. the 8th chapter, 9 through 21, book of Acts, 9 through 21. And the scripture says, but there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and witchcraft to people of Samaria, giving out that himself was a great one. To him they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is a great power of God. And to him they had regard, because that of a long time he had bewitched them with sorcery. But when they believed Philip preaching in the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Then Simon himself believed also. And when he was baptized, he continued with Philip, and wonders and beholding the miracles and signs which were done. Now when the apostles which was at Jerusalem heard that the Samaritans had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John. When then they were come down, prayed for them that they may receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then laid they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. And when Simon saw that through laying on of hands, the apostle's hands of the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money, saying, give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands on, he may receive the Holy Ghost. But Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee, because of thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. You may be seated. Believe in the gospel, we prosper in it. Not with the sale tag for it. Other words, when we preach this gospel, we got to love it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We got the desire to be in it. Yes, sir. And we can't set no price tag, yes, sir, on the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is befitting if a labor is worthy of its hire. If you see somebody that's working hard, they shouldn't have to come to you and beg. The church, Holy Ghost filled, water baptized. Supposed to be able and discerning of spirit, and you feeding them in the spirit of truth. Right. Automatic, you're supposed to get something. That's automatic. You ain't got to ask for that. You ain't got to go through no roll call on the deacon board. That's scripture. You're supposed to get something. God says, the Lord himself said this in this book, in this scripture. When miracles after the day of Pentecost, when all these people was filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, they was born into Christ Jesus. They was of one body and one mind according to the scripture. They all thought alike. They all did the same thing. And God blessed all of them with the power of the Holy Spirit. It's in the book, 2nd chapter of Acts. And we today got to come to one accord, one mind, one will, one spirit. If we don't, we ain't going to progress none at all. I'm telling you, it's just like a ball team. If the team, you can have five superstars. But if they don't work together, they going to fail. We need to know that without a shadow of doubt. Now here's Simon Magus. He'd been very busy at Samaria among the people. He's a big wheel, so to say. He's a long time at Samaria using sorcery and witchcraft, bewitched the people. We know this without a shadow of a doubt. And the people here, and when they seen him, they held him in high esteem. Held him in high esteem. He had the whole city, most of the city bewitched. He would use cunning and crafty stuff, just like in Egypt, when Pharaoh and his company but put the snakes on the floor, and Moses laid his stick down and devoured all of them up, showing that God power is supernatural. And we got the power of God in us, so we're supposed to be supernatural people. Why are you denying the power thereof? and walking in your own ways. Instead of wanting to be with Jesus, when he shed up here, you're going to be caught up together with him in the air. I don't understand it. Why we want to be damned all the time and not lifted up all the time? If a man don't want to be lifted up, something wrong with his mind. He said, Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'm a draw. It ain't you. We just doing the work of the Lord. We can't lift nobody. But Jesus can. If you submit your ways to God, walk in the light as he's in the light, do the things that God say do, then he gonna let you prosper. The Samaritan did not follow witchcraft or idol gods as the Gentiles did. Nor was the prejudice against the gospel, but they was drawn by Simon. He made much noise among the people and stingy to bewitch them. Now, let me tell you something. You got to watch this. When you get a newcomer in to your house, and he come in with all kind of ideas and opinions, watch him or watch her. They're dangerous. They're very dangerous. If you don't go by the protocol of the Bible, you can be tricked easy. You can be a Christian. These people was Christian. Remember, they just got saved on Pentecost. So you need the power of the Holy Ghost to sustain you. We run around here and say, thank you, Jesus, Holy Ghost. You better make sure you got it. Satan will sift you, shake you apart. You need the power of the Holy Spirit of God. And they say, and even Simon projected himself to be a great one. He lifted his own self up. Jesus said, lift him up. Don't lift nobody. I don't lift no preacher up, no deacon up. I don't lift none of them up. All I do is lift Jesus up. And if the deacon right, God going to pick him up. If the preacher right, God going to pick him up. But if they ain't right, they ain't going nowhere. We got to understand the ways of God. And the Bible says, what shall we say? Shall we continue sin that grace may abound? God forbid. Why are you calling God to help you when you ain't walking right? We got to stand firm in the word. Critics. The world looking for to criticize the church. We're supposed to bring them to an open shame by walking in the ways of God and not denying who God is and what he's done for us, what he's doing for us. Sometimes it's frightened me when I see a lot of church folks, they do silly things. It's not according to this book. They be doing silly things. I say, now how could this be when they've been born again, filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues, dancing in the Spirit? How could they act like that? It ain't scripturally. But I can't judge. 7th chapter, Matthew told me don't judge him. And we're going to see something about that in this lesson today. We're going to see in this lesson why you shouldn't judge nobody. God always work it out. He work it out. Paul says something in Galatians 3:1. O foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you that you should not obey the truth before those whose eyes, Jesus Christ, have been evidently set forth, crucified among you. Listen at me. Don't let nobody bewitch you with all this carnal knowledge and what they know and what they feel. Don't go on there. Go by the word. Amen. Stay with the word. Don't listen to that chin music. I never will forget. Years ago, lady told me, said, the Lord told me to tell you, if you give me $75, yes, you're going to be double blessed. And I had $75. I trusted in the truth. Elderly people always show respect and honor to all elderly people. And I gave my $75. I ain't never got nothing. The Bible tell me I'm a discerner of the Spirit of God. And I got to discern God's spirit. If you ain't got a spirit of discernment in you, something wrong with you. You're supposed to see the truth and the lie off Jump Street. If you can't see it, that's why you get ran over so much. That's why people always trick you. You don't discern their spirit. But you got to handle it in a professional way. Don't cuss them out because they're trying to be slick.
just go on. The Bible said, let the wheat and the tares grow together, then he'll do the separating. Just you stand firm, stand right, stand pure, stand holy, and God gonna do the separating. And we gotta keep that in mind. Let the Lord fight our battle. We don't need to try to fight it ourselves. And the Bible goes on to say, to whom all they gave heed to him, they honored him, respected him, held him in high esteem. That's Simeon, Simon now. From the least to the greatest, saying, this man is a great, powerful God. The rich folks respected him, the poor folks respected him, middle class people respected him. Everybody held him in high esteem. You know, there are some people in our community, some preachers in our community now, that we think a lot of, or we put them up, they doctors, this, that, and other, and we hold them high esteem, and then they fail you later on down the line. They hurt your heart later on down the line. And that ain't supposed to be. We work much together with Christ. Christ is love. We got to love one another. We got to lift one another up. It ain't nowhere in here to say cut them down. We got to lift them up. And we got to walk in the light as he's in the light. Don't you know if I walk straight up and these two brothers here is out of line with God, all I got to do is walk and look at them. I ain't got to say nothing to them. I'm going to condemn them on the spot. And then they're going to straighten up. I ain't got to tell them because they've been born again, born of the water and of the blood. And they go automatically straighten up. The Bible tell me a kind word turn the wrath away. I believe in that. I believe the book is right. They got a lot of writings in the Bible. Some of these Jewish laws, all of them wasn't Jesus' laws. You got to read and study that. Some laws given by the Jews, Jews wrote down. That's why Jesus rebuked the Jews when he came. Because they had their own idea, their own opinion and stuff. And we shouldn't have no opinion. We should have Jesus in our life, and that's all. And he's going to show you the other way, the way to go, the way to talk, the way to walk. See, all these people are giving heed to Simon. They say he was a great man. Good God Almighty. Sometimes I've been guilty in my early life, but I soon got good sense. Man, that's a big boy, that big doctor preacher there. Oh, I don't say that no more. No, Lord, I don't say that no more. That's my brother. That's what I tell you now. That's my brother there. That's my brother. We are out journey out together with Jesus Christ. I ain't going to pick you up, and I don't want you to pick me up. God going to pick me up. He don't need no help. He can pick me up by himself. But I'm learning day by day as I walk with the Lord. He showed me things. He give me exposures to people. You know, I take it in and I'm learning, I'm getting educated from these things that when I walk before other people, I know how to treat them. I know how to meet them. I know how to forgive them. And say to him, they had regard. They held him in high esteem. They brag on him, they boast about him. That, and that's of a long time. He had bewitched them with sorceries. Witchcraft. God help her. They say New Orleans is the capital of witchcraft of the whole world. That's pitiful. Supposed to be all them Christians in New Orleans. We don't stand up. We are fussing in the church. But in the secular society, we don't know to go to a brother and say, hey, you out of line, brother. You ain't got to holler at him and cuss him out. Bro, you out of line. According to the scripture, you out of line. And go on about your business. We don't do that. We'll tear the church apart, though. Somebody make a mistake in church, we'll eat them alive. But in the world where he sent us in the world to tell the world to straighten up and come to Christ, we don't say nothing. But we'll tear the church apart. I found out through my growth in the Lord. We argue, fuss, sometimes a little cussing. In the church. I've been through it. I can talk about it. Said they held him in high esteem. He bewitched them. But when they believed, the Bible say, when they believed, listen to the good. Now, this is the book. Philip preaching the things of concerning the kingdom of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. I don't care how wicked it is, how much was on your back yesterday. If you come to Christ, he'll clean your slate. He said he'll forgive all of our sins. He'll renew us. What you was yesterday, you won't be that no more. But it's determining you, how you walk. See, you can lean to the right or to the left, but the Spirit of God gonna direct you back how you're supposed to walk. I don't need nobody to come up to me and tell me when I err. The Spirit of God that's living inside of me, it's gonna tell me right on the spot. See, we done brainwash people now. Everybody in the church, folks, you come up to people in the church, you ain't no good, you ain't no good, you ain't this, you ain't that. You don't have to do that. The God sent the Holy Spirit. He said he wasn't gonna write his laws on stone no more. Gonna write it up on the heart. And everybody gonna know for themselves, and everybody got to come tell them they was messed up. But I tell people all the time, we done turned the church upside down. It ain't the church that Jesus built no more. We striving and struggling every day. And we the house of God, we're supposed to be the leading people in the earth. We're supposed to give a direction to everybody in the secular society how you live and what you live for. We're supposed to show the riches of God. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. We're supposed to be prosperous every day. But we got that secular attitude. When I grew up, they used to tell, boy, I used to work hard and make money on the side. And they tell me, boy, the love of money, rid of all of you, all that money you're getting, you're going to hell. You ain't going to no hell. You can have a wheelbarrow full of it. If you use it proper, you're going to be just like anybody else. If you can't, you got a lot of money, can't use it, you need to go to a school and let them teach you some economics or whatever, how to balance your checkbooks and all of this stuff. This is what God wants us to know, both sides. On a nickel, you got a head and a tail. You need to know both sides of it. So they heard Philip preaching in regards to how demonic they were. They believed and was baptized. The Bible said men and women. I'm reading it out the book. Now listen to what the scripture says. Now watch this. This low-down trick that had been doing it for years and years. Y'all follow me in the Bible so you don't see I'm lying. The scripture say, then Simon himself believed. This witchcraft, for he didn't believe now. Low down as he was, witchcraft in them people. Now, the book say here, Simon himself believed, and also when he was baptized. I know we say today, yeah, last month, that guy was shooting dope and lying and speed and running all up and down, but he changed the day, and we're going to baptize him. We ain't waiting. He confessed Christ. Let's baptize him now. Why wait any longer? Let's get him now. And when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wonders and beholding the miracles and signs which were done. He stayed with the people of God, with the men of God. Every day he was with them, and everything they did, he watched what they did. And they was working miracles from God, not trickery. They were working God miracles, and he stayed there. Watch this. Sometimes people follow us. For trickery, the handcuffers, the slickers, take what we got, overcome you, to lie on you, to set you up. Huh? Yes, sir, they do that. Y'all didn't know that? People run behind you sometimes thinking you're a friend, and they just waiting on the point to hit you. Waiting to hit you. See, he followed them. He followed them, continued to be with them, see all the wonders and miracles that Philip was working. Now, Philip, but let me tell you this before we go any further. Philip was the second deacon chosen. Well, let me say it like this. The Bible says he was preaching. That's what I'm going to say. I'm going by what the book say. If you cut me down, just cut me down. I'm begging what Jesus say. He was preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. Now, he was a deacon. But he was preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, according to the book. And wonders and miracles was performed by him. And they didn't fight him. They didn't fight him. He kept on preaching, kept preaching, working miracles all the time, all the time. So, but they didn't get the deacon the power to lay hand on the people that they may receive the Holy Spirit. I'm talking in the book now. Didn't get a deacon there. So the council at Jerusalem sent Peter and John to Samaria that they go lay hand on them, that they be filled with the Holy Spirit. Say, when the apostles, which were at Jerusalem, heard that the Samaritans had received the word of God, they sent them unto Peter and John, who then they were come down, prayed for them, that they might receive the Holy Ghost. It depends on you. It depends on you whether you want it or not. It depends on you how your lifestyle is. It depends on you how obedient you are to the word of God. See, when they come down, they pray for them. They might receive the Holy Ghost. And I say might there as a contrast, receive the Holy Ghost. See, everybody don't believe, everybody don't receive, everybody can't acknowledge you. Some of them people that didn't want to hear Philip. And they wouldn't acknowledge him. Some of them were stubborn, hard-headed, thought they should be doing it. And they wouldn't hear him, they didn't receive nothing. God wouldn't put it where you reject God at. If you reject me, you're rejecting God. If I'm a man of God, when you reject me, you're rejecting the Lord. So, said the Spirit had never fallen on them. They had not received it yet. But they were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. They hadn't received the Holy Spirit. Just because you get saved, I've seen this so many times. I thank God I grew up hard. I thank God I grew up hard, didn't have an easy road. They used to get saved at the church. I'd be at the church. Time they get saved, they start jumping and hollering to my, they got the Holy Ghost. It's a process, y'all. First, you got to be saved before you receive the Holy Ghost. Your life got to be cleaned up. God don't throw no new oil in the old bottle. Let's be real. Let's be real. And so they laid hands on them and prayed with them. They received the Holy Ghost. And when Simon saw, watch this. I told you there's a trick in a lot of stuff here, even in the church. And the Bible said, when Simon saw that the laying on their hands or the apostles' hand on, they received the Holy Ghost, he offered some money. God help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord. The work of God, you need to buy it. All us in here have been to the poorhouse. We'd have been headed to hell if you had to buy the Holy Ghost. It's a commitment you got to make with God before you receive the power of the Holy Spirit. You got to commit your ways to God and let him direct your path. Stop all this thinking. Stop all this say, I believe, I say. Let the Lord run the show. Once we submit to him, I worked on a job for almost 50 years. I had never come in there and told my boss what to do. He told me what to do. And if I couldn't do it, he replaced me. How can I tell God what to do? When I go before God, I ask him, Lord, would you please? Would you please, Lord, help me to do this or do this for me? Please, if it's your will, please do this for me. But I don't go telling him like I'm a big boss over him. I don't care how much faith you got, you can't boss God. So, a lot of things in life, y'all, we put a charge to it in the work of God. Shouldn't be a charge in the work of God. Otherwise, I'm not trying to be stingy. There are one position in the church that you're supposed to pick, and that's the pastor. One position you're supposed to pay, and that's the pastor. But these days and time, we pay everybody in the church. I'm just telling the truth. I'm being real. I'm not standing up here lying. I'm being real. You go to some of these big ministries, some of the regular people are getting $40,000, $50,000 a year. I'm not going to fight them. That's their business. But I'm just saying that position needs to be paid as a pastor. The 12 tribes of Israel, there was one tribe. One tribe called the priesthood tribe, the tribe of Levi. All the other tribes worked and brought the money, and the Levite took care of the affairs of the church. We need to know all this. Instead of trying to let people trick you, bewitch you. That's why we need to study the scripture. I didn't tell you to know the whole book. Read something day by day, and you're going to stay with you. You can't know it all. It's something going to stay with you. You keep reading, it's going to stay with you. It ain't going to leave you. And when you discern, I go places. Sometimes I say, be walking, and my spirit shake me off. I said, no, something wrong here. Something wrong here. If you ain't got that spirit of discernment, so you're going to run in trouble every time you look up. You ain't got to say nothing. You know the spirit is off. You know it ain't of God. A lot of things, all this advertising stuff on TV, all that ain't of God. It's time I want to buy something with the money. Now, he was a well-off guy. Can I tell y'all the truth? He was a rich man. Had a lot of people bagged in a pit, rich, poor. All of them was behind him, hollering for him. If you go in the street, they'd be hollering, hey, die, hey, die. And he had a big head because he said he was a god. I heard the other day, our ex-president said he was a semi-god. That's ridiculous, y'all. Ain't nobody addressed it. Nobody addressed it. No church addressed it. If I can't tell you that you got a cap on, something wrong with me.
That's right.
I ain't fixed by God. If I can't tell you got a cap on, something wrong with me. But I got to do it in a professional way. Yeah. Brother, you got a cap on. You need to take it off. That's the way you handle business. God business. Ain't nobody doing nothing. Church standing back with a lip, seal, mouth. They doing whatever they need to do. Then you come to church, somebody make a mistake in the church, you want to kill them. You know what they tell me all the time? That's the world. Let the world handle its own. No, God sent us into the world to straighten the world out. God help us. And when he offered money, he said, give me. Now watch this. I'm going to show you something. Saying, give me also the power that whomsoever I lay hands on, they may receive the Holy Ghost. Now watch this. Why didn't he go and submit himself to the apostles and let them lay hands on him? He wants something free. He wanted to give it to him freely. He didn't want to go through the protocol of God. He wanted to get it free. So oftentimes we in the church, we want freebies. You don't want to work for nothing no more. The church ought to do this, the church ought to do that. What you doing? What are you doing for the church? You want the church to do this for you? What are you doing for the church? We got to thank God way. We got to let the Lord be the author in the finish of our faith. He said his mind was set up. He want to make some money off of laying on of hand and that people receive the Holy Ghost. But he wouldn't let them lay hands on him. That's amazing, ain't it? He stood back. He stood back. And seeing laying on hand, miracle being performed, he stood back like this. And just watch. And when he see watching, he say, look, y'all give me some of that. Peter didn't speak to him, but he should have said, that come from above. That come from above. That ain't come from the earth. Your money come from the earth. You're going to perish with your money. The Bible, he say, Peter say, thou hast neither poor nor lot in this manner. For thy heart is not right in the sight of God. You got to watch what you say. Watch what you do. Watch how you act in order to keep God pleased with you. If I'm up here teaching and telling you to be good, then at no time, in the house or out house, you should not see me being good. And don't tell me the Holy Spirit don't strive with y'all. You're trying to find an excuse now. Trying to find an excuse. Holy Spirit don't strive with man always. You're looking for an excuse. Don't look for no excuse. Just stay firm. If I'm out of order, I'm out of order. Stop making an excuse for me. And if you see I'm weak or overtaken in a fault, the book tells you to come to me and restore me back. Don't scandalize me. Restore me back. Unless you, it all happened to you. We need to wake up, church. I'm not your God. I'm a teacher sent from God to teach you the truth so that you can see it with your own eyes. And the thing that we do is within us. It's within us. Now, he didn't condemn. Peter didn't condemn him. He did not condemn him for what he did was out of order with God. Look what the book say. I'm looking in the book, y'all. He said, repent, therefore, of this, thy wickedness. Repent from it. And pray God. Now, watch this. There's no assurance. It's all dependent on him. And say, and pray God if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. It's in God's hand now. You almost blasphemed. Or did you blaspheme? Because the books say you can go against God, go against Jesus. But if you go against the Holy Ghost, there's no forgiveness for your sin. I'm in the book. For I perceive that thou art in gall of bitterness. You full of evil. A lot of church folks full of evil. I said church folks, tied up with evil. They ain't nothing but witchcraft, sorcery. In the barn of a